U.S. President Donald Trump is in search of another social media platform to get his voice heard. He's been kicked off of most mainstream social media platforms following his supporters' insurrection and siege of the U.S. Capitol. Kevin Andrews is currently a technology teacher and computer systems administrator. He's also an experienced podcaster and blogger on current digital trends and the CEO of a website that designs for businesses. He joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Good morning.
So how significant is it that President Donald Trump has been kicked off mainstream platforms, and does that happen very often?
Yeah, you know, it's something that's very interesting to watch. And I think, you know, after watching all of these events unfold over the course of the last week or so, it's really become critically obvious that big tech firms like Facebook, Twitter, and Google have enormous power to sort of control the flow of information, you know, whether that be misleading, fake, or even accurate.
And is it big tech versus the freedom of speech? Like, are they using Donald Trump as an example?
You could certainly make an argument for that. I mean, you know, more than any other time in our history of information, it's certainly blatantly obvious that big tech companies like Microsoft and Google, Amazon, and even Apple can easily sort of drop the hammer and cut off conduits of information from anyone that they deem is sort of going against their terms of service. Now, where this is more true than Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and even Pinterest and even YouTube now, which recently disabled the account of Donald Trump and thus sort of silencing his online megaphone, which, you know, when you think about it, being the most powerful person in the world, that's certainly something to take a look at.
And, well, the owner of Twitter recently made a statement saying that, like, if you don't like Twitter, then go somewhere else. So where on the internet might we find Donald Trump and his followers?
They're finding it really hard to find a popular platform. That their first step was some alternative social medias like Parler and Gab. And unfortunately, though, a lot of those which were sort of hosting a lot of information there, misinformation, got pulled down as well. So it looks like a lot of the responsible platforms are sort of doing their due diligence and sort of trying to make sure that anything that incites violence is certainly not being promoted to the masses.
Yeah, the inciting of violence seems to be at the crux of this. But, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Parler. You just mentioned it. What can you tell us about that one?
So as of right now, it looks like the Google and Apple have removed the option to download that app so that people are unable to sort of add their ideas. Usually with Parler, it was not a lot of stuff was moderated, so you could pretty much get away and say with what you wanted to. And I think Google and Apple recognized that and realized that, and so as a result then removed it from their app store. But in doing so, kind of made it one of the most popular apps and sought-after apps to get.
Is there a danger that Trump will just go underground and out of sight?
That's a very good question. I think there's always there's always an option for similar services to pop up where the internet has such a wide grasp, and for sure that there'll always be some other platform or company that will come up which will then provide that service. So it's really hard to really shut it all down type of thing. And that brings us into freedom of speech and you know, what we can and can't say online, right? So that opens up a whole new can of worms.
And on that topic, should the power of free speech or censorship rest only in the hands of private companies like, as you refer to it, big tech?
Yeah, that's certainly, I don't think there's an easy answer for that. That's certainly worth a conversation in and of itself, you know, when it comes to big tech and how much they control. Think back in 2012, for example, Facebook developed what they call a secret mood manipulation experiment that they did on about a million Facebook users. And what they did is for a bunch of their users, they controlled their Facebook feed and put a whole bunch of, for a bunch of them, they put a whole bunch of positive feed items. And for the others, they put a whole bunch of negative feed items. And by the end of the week, they determined that they were able to control what those users thought and how they felt. So that's sort of one example of sort of the power of big tech and what they can do and sort of how they can manipulate your feelings.
Wow. And we saw the German Prime Minister, Angela Merkel, release a statement warning people basically about the harms of attempting to silence a differing or dissenting opinion. Does this come as a surprise to you?
It's interesting. I know Angela Merkel has been very critical of social media and especially Trump as well. So it's hard to find that happy balance. And I think, you know, as long as us users are more aware of our movements online and the repercussions, I think the better off we'll be.
And just one final question. What do you think some of the potential solutions are to these problems going forward?
There isn't an easy fix. We could break up these companies, and which would offer sort of an incentive for them for other companies to jump in. And so, we could have a lot more options to pick from. And we can then also provide more stricter censorship and laws to ensure that our privacy is kept. But it would be hard to really know if all companies are following all the rules all the time. So, some tech pundits normally blame the platform. And, you really need to take a step back, I think, and look at our habits online. And, for instance, changing the way we consume stuff, right, online, so that we're not just really buying products online because we need them from the tech giants. And give an example, instead of just buying something from Amazon, we could really show our support by buying local online if we could, especially during COVID here now. Another option would be to sort of be wary of when you browse online. Most of the popular browsers are a little less secure, and so you could jump into some alternative browsers. There's one popular one out there now called DuckDuckGo, and that sort of focuses more on stronger privacy and security protections. So certainly some options there for us users to think about, but I think more than anything else, we really need to step back and take a look at how big tech is controlling the flow of information.
You said it. Yeah, technology in our lives definitely adds another layer of things that we must discern. Kevin Andrews, thank you so much for speaking with us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.